It has been a little time since I've been up here, but I do appreciate the opportunity to come and see all of you again. You know, Thursday a week ago, we celebrated a national holiday that is one of the national holidays that we tend to agree with, that we pretty much celebrate ourselves, and I'm talking about the Thanksgiving holiday. And I usually, every three or so years, I like to give a sermonette or a sermon in this time frame about Thanksgiving, about giving thanks. Because, you know, quite frankly, it's a trait in the world that we really don't see that much anymore. You know, people are not thankful as they used to be. And we see that in society around us. I hope all of you had a great time with your families. We had all three of my sons together, had a Thanksgiving dinner at his house for a change. So that was very nice. We got invited over. And now as my sons grow and are married and beginning their own families, it's an extended family now. So it's a transition for us. It's really kind of odd that everybody's not at our house anymore. But that's the way it is. But whatever you did for a celebration or to get together with your family, I really hope that you enjoyed it as much as we did. But the real joke is that this nation is not very thankful any longer. You know, we see that in our society. Instead, what we see griping and complaining. We see rioting seems to be the end thing now. So if you don't like who won the election, go out and throw some rocks at cops. Why not? That seems to be the thing to do. Isn't that the politically correct thing to do? Or maybe take to the streets and tear up somebody's lifelong business. You know, break their windows out, steal their stuff. That's how we protest nowadays. It's just the politically correct thing to do. Everybody thinks that's free speech for some reason. I don't quite understand that. You know, we live in a world that is getting stranger and more morally corrupt as we go along. We see that. I don't know if the news made it down here, but I work with a guy. I've worked with him for 20 years. And I think it was the day before Thanksgiving, her on-again, off-again boyfriend fired two shots through their wall. He knew where she would be positioned, and he killed that girl. 16-year-old cheerleader, made the Knoxville news. I don't know if it made national news, but I work with that guy. I know him. You know, that touches really close to home. That's the world we live in. You know, this holiday that we celebrated a week ago Thursday would never be allowed in this country if it were thought of today. The ACLU would go nuts. There'd be lawsuits everywhere. Because this holiday was developed to worship the Almighty God. I wonder if a lot of people realize that. They probably don't realize the history behind this holiday. I'd like to begin today's sermonette by reading the proclamation that was written that established this holiday. And I want you to listen very carefully. It's a little lengthy, but I want you to listen very carefully to the wording here, because this would never be allowed today. It would never happen. By the President of the United States, of America a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and to humbly and implore His protection and favor, whereas both houses of Congress, the Senate and the Congress, both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all that is good, all that was, that is, or that will be, that we may unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to becoming a nation, for His manifold mercies and His favorable impositions of His providence which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, and for the degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have enjoyed since, for the peaceable, rational manner which we've been able to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now that we've lately instituted at that time for civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge in the general for all the great and various favors which He is pleased to confer upon us. And also, that we may unite in the most humble offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our duties properly, punctually, render our national government a blessing to all people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed to protect and guide all sovereign nations, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and to generally grant unto mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York this third day of October, the year of our Lord, 1789, signed by George Washington. That would never occur today. That is an amazing proclamation. So this day, Thursday last, was set up not to get together and eat turkey, but it was actually set up to worship and give thanks to the great God of the universe. That's what George Washington has said. And it's really a shame how far we've come, because that would never happen today. Would never happen today. Instead, we create things like LGBT Day. That's what we've got going now. And God knew that this would happen. God knew that we would degrade into what we've done. Let's turn over to Romans. Romans 1. In verse 20, it says, "From the time the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky and all that God made. They can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power, and his divine nature. So they have no excuse whatsoever for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. The result was that their minds became dark and confused. And in verse 22, claiming to be wise, they became utter fools instead. That's from the New Living Translation. And speaking of LGBT Day, verse 26. That's why God abandoned them to their lustful desires. Even the women turned against the natural ways they have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relationships with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men and as a result suffered within themselves the penalty they so richly deserved. When they refused to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their evil minds and let them do the things that should never be done. And that's what happens when you abandon God. That's what this scripture says. When you abandon God, when you move away from God, when nobody talks about God anymore, unless there's a big fire in Gatlinburg, then everybody wants you to pray. Then God becomes important again. But when you abandon God in your daily lives, this is what the scripture says happens. You know, George Washington had the right idea. The founding fathers were genius. They just were. We should be thankful every day, not just one day, for what God has given us, especially those of us who's called, because we have a great opportunity for the future. Now, it may surprise you that the word thankful is only used 3 times in the Bible, but thanksgiving is used 27 times. 27 times. And we're going to look at all 27. No, I don't think I can do that in a sermonette. But I'll look at a couple. And both of the words come from the same root meaning, and it's defined as confession, praise to God, thank offering, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. That's from the dictionary. Thankful and thanksgiving. Let's turn over to Psalm 100, because David was one of the most thankful and is a very good example. He offers thanks. We sing these songs that he wrote. And it starts out in verse 1. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. He says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Familiar words, we sing this song. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And unto his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Turn back a few pages to Psalm 69. Just a few pages back. And this is an interesting scripture because it explains something here about being thankful. And in verse 30, it says, I'll praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord. This is the interesting part. Thanksgiving, a thankful heart, an attitude. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns or hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your hearts shall live. I think that's interesting because he says here that an attitude of thanksgiving, giving thanks, praising God, is more important to God than required sacrifices. And that's due to the attitude. You don't have to give thanks, but you had to kill that bull. It was required. So it's the attitude that God is expressly interested in. You know, we see that when we look at the story of the Pharisee and the publican. Let's take a look at that over in Luke 18. Very familiar with the story. There's not too many stories we're not familiar with. But in Luke 18, and I'll read this again from the New Living Translation. Luke 18 and verse 10. Two men went into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee. The other was a dishonest tax collector. One was a Pharisee. The other one was a dishonest tax collector. The proud Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer: I thank you, God, that I'm not a sinner like everyone else, especially like that tax collector over there. I don't cheat, I don't sin, I don't commit adultery, I fast twice a week, I give you tithes of my income. He was really proud of himself. And he did all the required stuff, all the required sacrifices. He was really proud of himself. And in verse 13, the tax collector stood at distance, dared not to even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow and said, "Be merciful to me, I'm a sinner." And what did Christ say? I tell you, the sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. The proud will be humbled, but the humble will be honored. So being humble, being thankful, is very important to God. To praising God. Let's turn over to Colossians and look at two short scriptures over here. Colossians 2. And in verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, and abounding with thanksgiving. So that was important to Paul as well. This is how we should live every day, not just one Thursday in November. Turn back a couple of pages to chapter 3. And in verse 15 it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So that's the way that we should be living our life every day. We should be thankful. And it's good that we have a national holiday that we can come together as families. But the more important aspect is to just be thankful every day of your life for what God's given us on a regular basis. I think this is something that George Washington clearly understood. It's really a shame that our leaders today don't have that same understanding. But we can heed these words that George Washington wrote so long ago and be thankful to God Almighty for what he has given all of us, this country, and especially those who are called and in the faith.